Now, I'd like to talk about sleeping. Sleeping is something essential to everyone. We need it. Sleep is just as important as eating. Sleep plays a role in our immune systems and it helps the body to recover from its daily activities, as well as a host of other things. You might think that you sleep well. Indeed, some people be able to sleep easily without even an issue. However, some people don't sleep well at all. The medical term for not sleeping is insomnia. Now, insomnia is something which is reportedly increasing recently since the lockdown started. And if you think about it in a wider way, our lives have been altered, our routines altered, and we're definitely living in strange and sometimes surreal times, aren't we? Do you sleep well usually? How long do you sleep for? In current times, we're facing uncertainty with regards to coronavirus, and the impact might be bigger than we think. Right now, many people are in the same position. Indeed, it's difficult not to get caught up in some of the hype about what is happening at the moment. There's a great deal of information out there about what's happening, and this can cause us to react in a way that causes our sleeping patterns to change from their usual. Fear, concern about ourselves and others' health and well-being, finances, our homes, plus the changes in our day-to-day life patterns can all add to the mix that causes us not to sleep well. So what can we do to help ourselves sleep better, or at least have a better quality of sleep? Well, we can develop a nighttime routine before we go to bed. That's a key helper to achieving better quality of sleep. We can try to avoid caffeinated drinks before bedtime. We can turn off the phone and other devices before bedtime. That's very helpful too. What relaxes you? Try and keep the final hour before you go to bed to do just this. For some people, a hot bath or a shower helps to get you in the mood for sleeping. And one of my best tips is have a nice pillow to rest your head on. Finally, a bit of interesting science and some personal thoughts. Circadian rhythm is something which our bodies naturally follow. You may have heard of it before, you might not have. Well, it's influenced by the light and the darkness and our body's need for rest, as well as a host of other things. Before the advent of electricity bringing us light, people used to go to bed as soon as it was dark and get up as soon as it was light. These days, the world seems to be on the go every minute of the day, and currently our day-to-day living has significantly altered. As a child, I spent a lot of time outside in the summer camping with my family, and I always seemed to feel better after camping. As an adult, I call camping my reboot. Camping in the outdoors with only natural light and a torch to guide me. That encourages me to go to bed as soon as it becomes dark, and the bright natural light wakes me up, because my tent doesn't have curtains. Can't wait to go camping as soon as it's allowed, and I'm so looking forward to rebooting my brain back to the circadian rhythm it naturally has. Sleep well tonight, dear listeners. I will try my best to do that too. Now for a little chat about adapting to the changes in our lives. There is no doubt that we've all been affected by the recent changes. Firstly, in my opinion, it's important to recognise that we're all unique individuals. All of us react to things in different ways. For some people, it's been relatively easy to adapt to the necessary changes in our lives, whilst for others, it's been extremely difficult and very stressful. The changes can affect us in ways it may not have affected us before, and to be fair, very few of us have been in such a situation before. It is unprecedented. You are not alone with these feelings. Indeed, I reckon everyone everywhere will be thinking just the same thing, or something similar. Some people are better at managing changes in their lives. This may be due to their upbringing, their careers, or just their ability. It's easy to become fixated on the latest information, some of which might only be supposition and not actually fact. Most of us are able to access many different formats of information from across the globe at the touch of a button 24 hours a day. Is that a need for information because we're interested in the content, or is that we feel we have to know? Now, for staying at home, living mostly indoors when you usually have an active life out of your home is an interesting concept, isn't it? For years, you may have been spending a lot of time at work or in other places rather than home. Now we're staying at home, I find that I've started to notice lots of things I never noticed before. Is this because life has changed? Or is it now that I have time to notice these things because life is somewhat slower? Who knows the answer to that? Some of us are working from home, some of us are now not working, some people are working at the sharp end in health and social care or as key workers elsewhere. Working patterns may be drastically changed, procedures and policies will have altered, new procedures for working due to social distancing will have changed the old workplaces for sure. Everything is different, it seems, and the virus has created such significant changes in our lives, and they will remain for a long time to come. So how can we help ourselves to adapt with the changes in our lives? Well, everyone has different ways of dealing with change. Some people embrace it, others shy away from it. Worrying about what might happen and what actually happens is generally different, isn't it? So spend a little time observing how your life has changed and how you like or dislike it. Make any changes you're able to that may improve the way you look at how you're feeling. Another important thing is to understand where you are. Make sure you're safe where you are, that you have the things you need, not necessarily the things you want, and that you acknowledge your concerns. Consider limiting your exposure to information. Are you an information seeker, or would you prefer limited information? Get your information from trusted sources and try not to speculate. Overanalyzing things is definitely not helpful to anyone. If you feel it's helpful, allow yourself 20 minutes of worry a day. Write these things down. That helps to get the thoughts down on paper, and it sort of empties your brain of those things that have been concerning you the most. These things may be trivial, you may think they're a little bit daft, or they may be things over which you have absolutely no control at all. However, what you're doing in this 20 minutes is acknowledging your concerns and your worries, and you're giving yourself allotted time to consider your concerns and what you can do about them. And finally, eat well, sleep well, and do some sort of exercise too. Stay as well as possible and make some time for yourself. Adapting to the changes may not be easy, but we need to do our best to adapt, and who knows? This may lead us down new paths in life. Welcome to Tawny Knowles. Tawny, you're going to chat to us about your wonderful Facebook project for pregnant women during lockdown.
Thank you so much. Just wanted to come on and give you guys a little bit of information about a page that I've set up all about supporting pregnant women and new mums on the island that are due or have had a baby during COVID-19. So it's a support group that I set up probably about a month ago now. We've got just under 250 members, and it's just a safe place for mums to come and gain support during the COVID-19 outbreak. We do every Wednesday a 10 a.m. chat where we get lots of professionals in to come and have a chat about various different things that you would normally be getting as support through your antenatal classes or through your health visitor. Like a Zoom chat, so we'll get somebody on to come and give some information. So we've had Rosie, who's the professional midwifery advocate, come and talk. So she's from St. Mary's, and she's the one that does kind of the birth afterthought stuff. So women that have had a traumatic birth experience, she works with them. And so she's been on. We've had a women's health physio come on. We've had Heather do an optimal fetal positioning class, which is about how you get the baby into the right angle for birth. And next week, we've got some health visitors coming on to do a breastfeeding support group. So it's basically like all of those things that the mums would have got in their antenatal classes and from their health visitors that they're not getting. We're giving them that support through this Facebook page, basically. And it's just a place for them to share their concerns and their worries with each other and just have a safe place to talk. So yeah, and we've been having loads of lovely birth stories come up. So people that have been going in and like how it's been and what the difference is like going into the maternity services during COVID-19 and the extra support and all those things. So yeah, that's basically the long and short of it. My company's name is Bump and Mind. So it's all about looking after your bump and taking care of your mind, basically. And we do hypnobirthing, which is basically an antenatal course, which focuses on women's mindset for birth and labour and supports them in having a more confident and comfortable birth experience. So it just kind of goes hand in hand. And I just felt the need to make a safe place for mums to be able to share their experiences, their worries, their concerns, and have somewhere that they can be signposted to great information out there, but also to a place to make friends that they can have throughout the virus outbreak and afterwards as well, because I think that that's what we're lacking, not having that personal interaction. And I just think that it also, one of the issues is being in lockdown is that normally we would have time, so you'd start your maternity leave maybe a couple of weeks before you have your baby, and then you'd have some time to meet some mums and have a network around you. And obviously that's kind of been stripped from, you know, our mums on the island at the minute. And they don't have that chance to meet with other mums, which is really, really important for the baby's development. It's extremely important for the mum's mental health as well. Just having that support network. We know that having a support network significantly decreases the chances of postnatal depression. So what we want to do is be that link to help support them through it, but also that when everything's said and done and it's all over and we are able to come out of this weird COVID-19 bubble that we're in, they've got people, they've got the support, they've already got the network there, albeit it's been virtual. They've got real friends, you know, that they can turn to and get support from afterwards. So, yeah.
Staying connected is so crucial, isn't it? How can people find out more about what it is that you do and find out more about your Facebook group?
So they can go, just if they've got Facebook, they can just go onto the account. So it's called Isle of Wight Women Due During COVID-19 Outbreak. Sorry, that's a bit of a mouthful. But we often post stuff on the maternity services page. So if they're not sure where to look, they can go onto the maternity services page. We've been posted on there. But it's not just for mums that are pregnant at the minute. If they've just had a newborn, even if they're in the later stages of sort of the postnatal period, so even up to a year, if they feel like they need support and they want a group, that they feel that they can talk, have their voice heard and gain support, then we're there for every stage of the postnatal period and pregnancy.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Tawny, and thank you for supporting so many women on the island.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.